Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, April 27. Coming up, Prime Minister calls on Jamaicans to unite around the goal of economic independence, $1 billion in fake goods destroyed, and Women's Center of Jamaica expanding opportunities for mentorship. The news in detail after the break.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaicans to put aside their differences, which could hamper efforts to secure the country's economic independence. He says while the government is taking the necessary action to bring sustained and shared prosperity to all, it will take the collaborative effort of everyone for it to be achieved.
Each of us has a stake and a role to play in the realization of our collective objectives and aspirations. I therefore challenge all Jamaicans, wherever you reside, to rise above any matter that seeks to divide us. I urge us to unite for the love of our beloved nation.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a ceremony on the lawns of Jamaica House Wednesday, where 65 persons were presented with the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation for service to Jamaica. Among the honorees were environmentalists, musicians, farmers, educators, civil servants, and community leaders. Several institutions were also awarded for contribution to nation building. The Counterterrorism and Organized Crime CTOC branch destroyed counterfeit goods valued at $1.2 billion during its annual Destruction Day exercise in Kingston earlier this week. Head of CTOC and Assistant Commissioner of Police Fitz Bailey says among the items destroyed were shoes, handbags, bleaching cream, boxes of rum, toothpaste, baby formula, and Viagra tablets.
Those who carry out the act of counterfeiting and piracy are doing so on an industrial scale and acting like professionals. This is a worrying development which requires an immediate, concerted, comprehensive, joint response from stakeholders and authorities at national and international level.
ACP Bailey was speaking at a joint Destruction Day press briefing hosted by the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Branch and the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office at CTOC's headquarters in downtown Kingston. The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, is this year expanding opportunities for mentorship through its Advancing Secondary, Tertiary and Remedial Education for Adolescent Mothers A-Stream program. Director of Field Operations at the WCJF, Beverly Martinberry, says the program will initially seek to provide sponsorship for 40 girls as part of the foundation's 40th anniversary activities.
The idea behind this program is to ensure that all the young ladies that are reintegrated complete their education. A part of their struggles is not only financial but psychosocial issues that they might be facing as it relates to pursuing their education endeavors.
Mrs. Martinberry adds that the program will be expanded to offer assistance to more young mothers. She says the Women's Center Foundation is therefore calling for the support of all Jamaicans who can assist with resources for mentorship and sponsorship. Through the A-Stream program, girls enrolled at the secondary and tertiary level will be presented with grants and scholarships. They will also be paired with a mentor to provide support in completing their studies. In the meantime, Executive Director of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation, WCJF, Dr. Zoe Simpson, is encouraging support for the foundation's charity ball. The event is being used to raise funds for the Advancing Secondary, Tertiary and Remedial Education for Adolescent Mothers A-Stream program.
It costs the Women's Center roughly $700,000 to deliver the program to a single girl. Our budget is very high, and we are thankful to the minister for always ensuring that we get the budget that we need. Where we fall short in the budget, we depend on our sponsors from Corporate Jamaica, and we are looking forward to seeing every member of Corporate Jamaica, every single person who recognizes the worth of educating adolescent mothers and transforming the lives of adolescent mothers and their offspring.
The charity ball is set for May 26th at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel and is one of several events to recognize the WCJF's 40th anniversary. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.